Inspired by Life, Redefining the Future of Leadership Audition. Chapter 2, The Cornerstones of Modern Leadership. I've done everything I could think of. I've worked ridiculous hours, my billables are higher than my colleagues, and I've helped clients in more ways than I can count, and I'm not going anywhere. I feel like I just don't belong here. That was the moment I knew Wu wasn't just battling for a promotion, he was battling himself. Wu was one of his firm's most productive attorneys. The revenue he generated was at the top of the list for non-partners, and his legal analysis was razor sharp. He was humble, hardworking, and universally respected. His firm brought me in to coach him because his qualifications were so strong, but something was missing. He didn't have the executive presence and communication skills to be promoted, at least that's what HR and leadership thought. After working with him for a short time, I learned that Wu wasn't even seen as leadership material because he didn't project the same level of confidence and presence as others around him in front of both clients and internally. What they couldn't see and didn't understand was the internal pressure he carried, which had affected him for most of his life. Wu grew up in a working immigrant household. He was raised by a single father who never mastered English and who worked as a gardener, barely earning enough to put food on the table. Wu's father was his whole world and held Wu to extremely high standards, hoping that his son would achieve the American dream. Wu's time with his father was limited, given that his father often worked a second or third job on any free nights or weekends. When they did spend time together, most of it was designed for personal work, like chores around the apartment. Wu often took care of his father with everyday tasks like paying bills, handling correspondence, and negotiating their rent because of his English skills, reversing the traditional parent-child dynamic many of us experience. Wu had to learn early on how to take care of himself and operate without a safety net. Wu attributes his success to necessity, not ambition. He never even considered another path for himself. His upbringing left no room for mistakes, resulting in deep-rooted perfectionism. Even in school, Wu had few friends and worked to be the most flawless person he could be. Every class he took, hobby he had, or case he worked on had to be flawless. For years, that perfectionism seemed to serve him. The pressure pushed him to achieve, perform, and exceed expectations, reinforcing his belief that flawlessness was the only safe path forward. But over time, the same mindset that helped him succeed began to wear him down. Wu did not recognize the strain until the pressure became too heavy to carry, when his perfectionism stopped protecting him and started limiting him. Wu found himself in completely unfamiliar territory. The law firm now wanted to see attributes that Wu had deprioritized because they weren't natural or essential to his role. Connection, presence, influence, and strategic thinking did not play to Wu's strengths. If he couldn't be the best, Wu didn't want to play the game. But his job required them, thus putting him in the position of dealing with one of the greatest paradoxes of his professional career. When digging deeper, I found that Wu worked exclusively on objective professional skills that he could measure. Wu was aggressively avoidant of pursuing leadership skills that went beyond getting the right answer. Deep down, he didn't think he was allowed to own those skills and feared being vulnerable with anything that wasn't black or white. Additionally, Wu obsessively compared himself to others, albeit introspectively. That was his only frame of reference. He had imposter syndrome and believed his colleagues belonged at the firm more than he did. Others at the firm grew up with advantages he only dreamt of. Though he graduated from a top law school, Wu wasn't as polished, well-dressed, or confident as his colleagues. He spent so much of his life proving that he was good enough that he never stopped to consider whether he believed in himself. Wu was paranoid that someone would find out that he was a fake and had a significant inferiority complex. In our early sessions, Wu held his cards very close, sharing little about his personal life. Our focus was more around tactics such as presentations, client meetings, and building visibility. As hard as he tried, Wu couldn't get past the block of letting himself do something uncomfortable and ambiguous. One day, I inquired about his personal life. Slowly, he began to open up about his upbringing and how it shaped his view of the world. To say that I was moved by his story would be an understatement. It made me ask a question that became a turning point in Wu's life. Wu, based on how far you've come and what you know of your colleagues' backgrounds, how could you reframe your background to be an advantage instead of an anchor holding you down? He paused. He took a breath. He looked away. And then after what seemed like an eternity, my client, who had shown almost no emotion to that point, just lost it. Tears rolled down his cheeks and his composure disappeared in a flash. I wanted desperately to say something, do something to ease his pain, but I needed to let the moment be his. When he calmed down, I asked him if he was okay and how he was feeling. He took a few minutes to reflect, but when he answered, I was shocked to see a huge grin spread across his face as his inferiority complex disintegrated before my eyes. He told me, "I feel like Superman. I've always believed that everyone else was so much better and more fortunate. But when I think about how far I've come, I realize that I've accomplished more than anyone I work with. I've been through more hardships and overcome more adversity than most could even imagine. I don't think I've ever felt as strong as I do right in this moment." I had to fight back tears of happiness at the pride I felt in him. I dug deeper to make Wu aware of the leadership skills he had already developed previously. Resilience, adaptability, empathy, and assertiveness were skills he had demonstrated for years. When we looked at how he could apply these to leadership and business, he saw himself in a whole new light. The world was full of endless possibilities. That single shift of owning his story instead of hiding it unlocked everything. Wu became more committed to his career and felt as if he had infinite options.